What's up, Rob?
What's up, Jesse?
Dude, kind of miss our buddy.
I know. This is like our version of pen pals right now.
Yeah, like what the heck? He left us to go on tour with some old person band.
And I couldn't be prouder because he's a professional dad ass, and he's finally gonna.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna live the road life he deserved all along, and I'm very happy for him.
Absolutely, so true. Well, let's see what this guy's up to. Let me patch him in here. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hello. Is this our buddy?
This is your buddy!
Hello, motherfucker!
All your bait are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meanie. I did not make this meanie.
As a teeth, as a wife.
Just do it! Oh,
this is bullshit. What is this?
Kick me off. Huh? How about that?
No!
It's a
thing sucks.
Not the beat.
What up, gentlemen? I got Benjamin Fever with me right here.
Ooh, what a tantalizing purr that was.
Benjamin Fever?
Benjamin Fever, yeah. Video extraordinaire, meme enthusiast, human being, man, woman, and child.
Malibu driving son of a gun.
We're in a Chevy Malibu, and we're killing it!
It's 2016.
Didn't they make a, Cole made like a music video about that, right?
Yeah, it's about the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, they forecasted the navigational system in a 2016 Chevy Malibu.
That's
what that song was.
So where is it navigating you to? Where are you guys headed right now? What are you doing?
Wow, we're going straight to hell. But first, we're going to Marfa, Texas.
Marfa?
Marfa, where the weirdos are.
Martha Stewart, she was in jail.
Oh, yeah. But I heard, are you guys like on tour? Whoa, what was that?
Did you get some feedback? Do I look
weird
okay?
Weird latency.
Ooh.
Yeah, what, are you guys on tour with some old band or something?
Yeah,
yes and no.
Dexy's Midnight Crazy. We're on the road shooting an epic music video for Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's the Marfa. That's the
product. Yeah.
Ooh,
oh
brother.
Shit.
Yeah.
You are a fortunate son.
Well, whatever. No, we'll go look at it. We're not going to see it again.
Yeah, you guys. We're shooting a video for Fortunate Son, the famous protest song that's never had a music video, and we've been blessed. Ben tricked the band into letting us. Well, here we are.
You guys tricked your way into being a part of history. That's incredible.
We're also in front of the Marfa Prada store, which is in the middle of nowhere. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Iconic.
What is it?
Iconic.
Instagram post. You know, it's a thing.
Well, you guys gonna take a picture in front of it, or
I'm
what?
I'm gonna take a picture of it right now.
I'm gonna detach. Now you're on speaker. We disconnected from the boo. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, why don't you take a picture and we'll put that up as the album cover for this episode.
All right.
All right.
Taking a picture in Marfa!
There's got to be some Marfa fucking memes out there. I'm sure of it.
I mean, this store is like a meme.
No. That store is absolutely 100% a meme.
The Marfa?
Guys, do you hear this gravel? This is Marfa Prada Gravel.
It was the Prada store remixed, reimagined, and put in new context. It's about culture. That is the epitome of a meme. That's the definition.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been recycled and recontextualized, and now it's out in the middle of the desert. Ben's got his ass on the window.
Ben's
doing it!
Ass. Yeah.
Ben's butt is up against the product store. Perfect. Perfect. Man, well, this is working out great.
He left the butt mark. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
So, yeah, we're at this thing. It's an art exhibit out in the middle of the desert. Prada Marfa, site-specific permanent art project by artist Elm Green and Dragset. Wow.
I'm looking up. I put in Marfa, Texas meme, and what I got was just that storefront.
Oh, yeah, just the whole thing.
That's it. And then there's actually a mock-up. An artist did a mock-up of installing an Apple store right next to it. That was pretty fun.
They should just have a whole fake city of bougie stores you can't enter out here.
Just facades.
But, you know, the way that shit goes, it'll probably end up being real.
It'll probably end up being real. People just adapt to it and say, you know?
They'll be like, where you're standing in this Prada store, this is where this entire megaplex suburban life sprawl started.
It's all
ground zero. An artist had a dream, and now he's rolling over in his grave.
It'll be like modern ruins.
It is a modern ruin, dude. I'm curious what it means. People online, leave a comment. I think it's something about accessibility to art to regular people and access, and that's a beautiful photo. This one doesn't have his butt in it.
Hey, you know what to do. Oh, baby, drive away to Malibu.
I've been getting into a few, like, non-text memes. Like, there's this one of a guy, and he's, like, has his wallet out, and he's putting, like, two slices of tomato in his wallet.
Wow.
Makes me think,
what
you know?
He needs to catch up with his down payment.
Oh, nice.
That has to be what it is.
You guys, Ben is a pun master.
That was he was very fast with that.
He's a fourth. He came in fourth place at the San Francisco pun contest. What is it called?
Wow,
that's like a
real
pun off. I got ejected for technical malfunctioning.
His dick came out.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
I shouldn't tell you that.
Hey, it happens. Hey, so is it just you two cruising around in this Malibu?
Yeah, it's us and John Bogarty's dog.
Yeah.
We got Poncho with us. That's it.
Hey, I saw this meme that you posted the other day, Bo.
Is he gone?
You there?
You lost him? Oh.
It wasn't really a meme, actually. It was just this picture that he posted in a story of, like, Ben with, like, a towel over his head in the corner of the bathroom with his butt hanging out.
He texted that to me,
Oh,
too.
He's back. He's back.
He's back? Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
He came back at the right time.
I heard you talking about that butt photo. Yeah. Did you guys like that butt?
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
What happened? What was that all about?
We checked into a hotel in Winslow, Arizona. We stood on the corner, and there was a girl on a flatbed board, all that.
Sure.
And the hotel had all these themed rooms. It was like a busted-ass version of the Madonna Inn. And we tried to stay in the Corvette room. I thought I could take some photos of the Corvette stuff for my dad, because he likes them. But they're like, oh, the Corvette room is sold out. We have these other rooms. And one of them was the Marilyn Monroe room. And we were like, bingos, we'll take it. And the lady's brain, like, malfunctioned. She could not imagine why two men would want to stay in the Marilyn Monroe room.
she's like, you know, it's really pink inside. And, yeah, so we said, yeah, we know. Yeah, we're
sounds
good.
Lovely.
We're good. And we said, we're all pink inside.
Yeah. I said to Ben, we should go and take sexy photos throughout this Marilyn Monroe room. And he said, sure. And then from inside the bathroom, I heard him say, like this, and then I got worried because sometimes Ben will he'll be nude just randomly. And I peeked through the crack in the door, and he's like, I'm not naked. And I looked, and that's what I saw. He was standing against the wall with the
amazing.
With the towel on his head.
I figured something exactly like that.
There's no way that you're the first pair of gentlemen to take sexy photos in the Marilyn Monroe room. There's no way you're the first.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see.
girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
So, I'm sitting here right now drinking an IPA.
Nice.
I'm looking at this meme right now. Puppy Code actually posted it.
God bless her.
It's got a picture of the Manhattan skyline pre-9/11, like just pre-9/11, like barely.
9/10? Like 9/10?
Like 9/10/59, right? And it's a photo of the Twin Towers in the skyline, Statue of Liberty and all the buildings. And it says, over that, it says, things you don't joke about. And then there's a plane flying right towards it, and it says, the internet.
That's pretty rich.
I thought that was pretty much like the most meta meme I've seen all week.
Yeah. Was that the 9/11 one?
Yeah.
The joys of the internet. Let me see. I've been kind of off the grid, but I saved a couple here if you got a second.
I got a second.
I was going to look up some Creedence Clearwater memes.
Oh, my God. Creedence memes would be so good. Ben's got to take a phone call. Can we hold for a second? Sorry. Hang on 1 second.
Sure. I got some good ones.
You here, got Creedence memes?
Check it out. There's, like, ostrich just screaming at the camera, and it's just, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bathroom on the right.
Oh, wow. Who made these? Whose dad made these?
You've never thought that it said, there's a bathroom.
The bathroom on the right.
No.
No, but I could see how that someone might construe that. That was my favorite song to sing as a naked boy when I was about 5. I never wore clothes, and I would run around singing that. And I was fully endowed.
Yeah, I thought, since I was in my childhood, I thought they were saying there was a bathroom on the right. Like,
there's a bathroom.
Driving, like, in the car with the family on a vacation, you know, and I'm like, oh, there's a bathroom on the right.
Well, damn, now I'm going to say that every time I hear it.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. I hear hurricanes.
Here's one with Spider. You know, you guys know the classic Spider-Man meme where he's like sitting at the desk.
No, I don't know if I know that.
At a desk?
It's like an old school Spider-Man comic, and he's like not even sitting at the desk. He's like kneeling behind a desk, but it's like he's like crouched down behind where you would be sitting. And then there's like a picture. There's like a picture frame behind him with a portrait of him in there, and it usually says weird stuff. Oh, it's usually like you're doing this, and I'm just sitting here doing this.
Oh, okay.
This one has Spider-Man sitting behind the desk, and it says, metalheads and dubstep fans are fighting each other, and I'm just sitting here listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of the kids and the music and the mumble rap and stuff, and I just say, you know, let me just crank this VCR till it hurts. Because it speaks to my American soul. Reminds me, but it does. It's not related at all. But what I want, another story about Winslow, Arizona, and our Marilyn Monroe room. We were in our hotel room. It's one of those hot sheet joints where you can pull right into like 3 feet from your door. I go to open the window, and the trunk is wide open. And I say, Ben, why is the trunk open? And he's like, I don't know. And we dart out there, and as I'm sticking my head out, I see the police car roll up and the owner of the hotel coming to talk to him. And she was basically reporting like a creepy lurking dude that she saw, and I'm like, well, why is the trunk open? Yeah. And then Ben runs out and realizes they stole our watermelon.
No, what?
They took a watermelon?
A fucking watermelon.
What?
Thieves! Yeah, and we looked at the security camera footage, and this yokel, I mean, maybe we're the yokels, he's walking off, clear as day, on the footage, holding our watermelon.
Motherfucker.
If you're in Winslow, Arizona, you see a guy eating a watermelon, you should probably citizens arrest him.
Well, there you go.
But the reason is, this car is jacked up because you have to push the lock button twice to lock the trunk. It locks independently. Throw him the rest of the car. And if the keys are anywhere within like 50 feet, the trunk is not locked. The trunk will not lock if you're there. What is up with that?
Wow.
So, Chevy Malibu, thumbs down. Yeah.
Boo. Oh, did they find the guy then?
They pretty much know who he is. He's related to someone that works at the motel, I think.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
What?
Small town out there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The cops came, they dusted for fingerprints and everything, and they're like, we know who it is, and I'm like, well, get over there. I'm gonna count every seed in that watermelon. Yeah, it stinks, you know. I'm gonna go back to Winslow, Arizona, and I'm gonna fart on that corner.
That'll show.
Well, and that's like super shady that it was someone who knows someone who works at the hotel. Like, hey, I got some guys who just rolled up here.
That might have been an inside job. Marilyn Monroe room was an inside job.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude. It seriously was.
Yeah.
We were Marilyn Monroe and he was JFK.
It's true.
And sometimes we're a watermelon at a picnic and sometimes we're a watermelon in the trunk. We call him the water felon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That would have been fun.
This guy is good. You're right, Bowman. You are good.
That is like
good,
right?
Yeah, he's good.
He's a cartoon waiting to happen.
I know the water fountain. He's like a hamburger. Him and the hamburger.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Exactly. That is exactly what I was imagining, like a ripoff of the Hamburglar, like cape and all. Cape and like little Zorro mask.
Wow.
Jesse, if you go to my Instagram, you'll see the guy's face plain as day.
No way!
Yeah, he even looked right at the camera as they walked by. He's a brazen son of a bitch.
Ben, what is Ben? What for the listeners? Shout out, what's the Instagram we can check out?
Ben Fever, if you want to see a thief in action.
We haven't really talked that much about memes. Ben, what's one of what is like one of your favorite memes of all time that like just comes to mind right now? All right,
so the poster for Black Panther comes out, and it's got Martin Freeman and Gollum. What the hell is his name?
Andy Serkis.
And everybody else is black. They're the only two white people. And Somebody on Reddit was like, the only two white people are Gollum and Frodo. That's fine with me. And then someone else commented, the Tolkien white people.
Yeah.
I saw one that looks like it's the headline of a new article. The article has a nice stock image of a lady looking through a microscope. And the title of the article just says, new study suggests that all y'all are fake. You know how it is. I got a middle class fancy one I saved. You know we love them.
Mm-hmm. Hit up.
It's like a dad, but he has glowing eyeballs. And at the top it says, tall grass exists. Dads. Semicolon.
Like he's gonna cut it?
Like he's gonna like blow it into another dimension. He hates it so much he's like gonna destroy that tall grass. Here's one. Account balance, $11.98. Rent, $5.84.
wing combo, $11.97 meat. It's a picture of a guy eating wings.
Wings, you gotta eat.
Wings!
Yeah,
you gotta eat.
You're still not gonna have rent money after it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've done that before. I'm like, well, I'm too broke to even fantasize about paying for that, so I'll just spend some of my money on beer.
Yeah. Here's a little meme I saw. It says, charging my Tesla, and it has a photo, a terribly photoshopped picture of a Porsche with a giant Incredible Hulk naked. It looks like he is penetrating the Porsche from behind. Charging my Tesla. That's a good one. Gentlemen, we've arrived at our lair that we're stopping at to meet our Marfa connection. We're meeting a one-eyed cowboy here somewhere.
Oh, man. Oh, beautiful. Careful with the one-eyed cowboy.
That sounds like a sex joke.
Does he still ride? Can he ride a horse with dark perception?
He does. Yeah, he just runs into a lot of branches and stuff, probably.
Cool.
His beer doesn't make it to his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us, you guys. Is Fever still around?
Yeah, Fever.
Hey, gang. Yeah, sorry. I was just navigating and driving. I wasn't.
Yeah, sure.
No, yeah, I was for sure.
Someone got to pay attention. Ben, tell them about this dang video. Tell them about the video, Ben, and how they can watch it and what it's going to be about.
Well, you remember that movie, Born on the 4th of July?
Nope.
Yes,
no
I do.
No one does. Okay.
I do.
It's about a day. It's about 4th of July. And this year on 4th of July, our video is going to come out. So they want to celebrate Creedence Clearwater Revival turning 50 and America turning like 690 years old.
Feels like
696.
What's the song, man?
The song's Fortunate Son. You guys know that. It's always the Vietnam song in every movie.
Great song.
Well, I bet you guys are having a fucking blast out there.
Yeah, we're having a big old hoot.
We're good. We've dealt with the police two or three times on this trip already.
Yeah, we're almost decapitated by a sunroof that flew off someone else's car.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was crazy. We have a lot of good stories, but it's going to be weeks of footage compiled into 2.5 minutes of good old American fun.
Wow, that's incredible. Awesome. Well, I've been loving seeing you guys' stories on the road. And I can't wait to see this video. That's so huge.
Hell yeah, it's an honor. I can't believe I'm a part of this crazy thing.
Same. Yeah, we're having a hoot.
This is so much fun. I'm glad we got to get a little inside, behind the scenes peek of what really goes on a Creedence Clearwater Revival tour.
A lot of peeing and cups.
Cup peeing. There's some nudity near a Prada store in the middle of nowhere. There's some filming of a deer.
There's some thievery.
Some thievery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just so you know, your fruit is not your own until it's in your colon.
Yeah. your fruit is never yours until it's down the drain.
Yeah.
Fruit is free.
All right, guys. Well, drive safe and keep memeing. Yeah.